The Cape Fear plant in Moncure sounds like a power plant. You can hear the hum of the turbines as you drive onto the grounds, but it doesn't look much like you might expect. It's a beautiful old red brick building with soaring ceilings. Progress Energy spokesman Mike Hughes says it was one of the first coal-fired utility plants in North Carolina.
This was a plant that was built in 1923, so it's been providing service for almost 90 years to CPNL and Progress Energy customers.
Inside the door sits one of the plant's original generators, a 1923 General Electric. It still works. Standing next to it is shift supervisor Gordon Parker. He takes us through the pulverizers, where the coal is ground into dust, and past the compressors that blow the dust into the furnaces. Parker was born and raised in Moncure, and this is the only place he's ever worked. You can tell he's proud of it.
But this is the very top of the boiler. That's your steam drum, and then you got all your components. You got miles and miles and miles of tubes.
The plant's power output comes from two 1950s turbines up on the seventh floor. That's where the hum comes from. Up here, it's so intense it makes the steel floor vibrate under your feet. To Parker, it's music, but not for much longer. Progress will shut it down by 2017. Spokesman Mike Hughes says it would have cost hundreds of millions of dollars to retrofit the plant with scrubbers required by the state's Clean Smokestacks Act of 2002.
That was one of the central questions, is how much money do you spend, do you invest in a power plant of that vintage? So it's a very real economical decision, and the economics made a lot of sense for the decision that we made. It was a very difficult decision, but the right one.
Gazing out at the coal pile behind the plant, Parker is the first to admit his plant isn't as efficient or as clean as newer facilities. He understands why it's being mothballed, but it still hurts to think about it.
Yeah, it does. That's my life. You know, I've got 29 years invested down here, and it's my family. I mean, just my family away from home. You know, all the guys down here, all the people.
Cape Fear is one of four coal-fired plants Progress is closing down. They're all either intermittent or peaking plants, the ones that come online when demand rises and stop when it drops. Spokesman Mike Hughes says they're being replaced by two new plants that burn natural gas. That should reduce Progress's coal use from 13 million tons a year to around 10 million.
We're still going to burn a lot of coal at the plants where we've invested billions of dollars in retrofit technologies for these criteria pollutants, et cetera. But in the areas where we had the older, less efficient coal-fired power plants, it makes much more sense for us economically to build new gas fueled generation.
Natural gas is about 50% cleaner than coal, but it's never been the fuel of choice for North Carolina utilities, partly because we don't have much of a pipeline system, but more so because of its price volatility. For example, after Katrina, the cost of gas tripled. Hughes says new discoveries of deposits in the northern Appalachians and new ways of extracting them should help keep prices stable and low for a while.
Which economically puts gas in the money, if you will, and makes it a more viable means of producing electricity than some of our older, less efficient coal-fired power plants.
But Hughes says natural gas won't work as a long-term solution. While it's cleaner than coal, it's still a fossil fuel. He says some in Congress are calling for carbon reductions of as much as 80% by 2050. If that happens, even natural gas won't make the cut. The only viable fuel that would is nuclear. To be viable for utilities, a fuel source has to be two things, dependable and cheap. That's why we get so much of our power from coal. Steve Calland is director of the Solar Center at NC State. He says, as a country, we've gone to great lengths to make electricity cheap and available. As an economic policy, it's been a huge success. It's helped put us at the top of the global economy.
And that's what the electric utility industry is all about and has historically been all about, is low cost and reliable. And that's been their mandate, and they've done it very, very well. You know, the issue is that in the rush to get to low cost and reliable, there are other factors that are, you know, part and parcel of using coal-fired electricity that haven't been, you know, accounted for in the process.
For example, Callan says, take transportation. One reason coal is cheap is that we have a cheap way to move it, our federally built rail system.
The coal industry and the electric utility industry, as it grew up, you know, they kind of grew up hand in hand, and the railroad industry was kind of the third partner. Basically, in this country, if you didn't have railroads that were sited in such a way that they could move coal back and forth cheaply around this country, the cost of coal-fired power would be, you know, tremendous, and we'd be, you know, looking at other options for our energy today.
Callan says coal's environmental and health costs are even more important. It's been blamed for a long list of problems, from climate change to lung disease and environmental toxins. He says regulations help to expose those costs by turning them into dollars and cents. Every scrubber and filter utilities have to buy to comply with those laws is paid for by consumers. As coal gets pricier, other fuels get more competitive. Callan thinks renewables will win out at some point, but not yet.
It's the problem with all of energy. Every single source, no matter what it is, has its warts. There's a problem with all of them, even solar. And most of the solar issues deal with the relative cost and the issues of intermittency. You know, you have to build a lot of solar to make up for a coal-fired power plant, a whole lot of solar. And even then, you've got to have storage to go with it, or you've got problems, you know, for example, at night.
For now, Callan expects to see more nuclear power. He doesn't think we really know the long-term cost of dealing with nuclear waste, but he says there's a growing consensus it may be the best choice until renewables become viable on a large scale. Cleaner coal technology is another option. He says the world's two biggest economies, the U.S. and China, both have enormous supplies of coal.
If no other options pan out, you know, we're going to use them because nobody's going to turn off their television or their refrigerator or their kegerator or whatever it might be, just because somewhere down the road the Outer Banks might wash away. Unfortunately, people just don't think that way.
Progress Energy isn't planning any more coal-fired plants. Duke, however, is just about to open one. Its controversial new unit at Cliffside is scheduled to go online in 2012. Spokesman Andy Thompson says coal will continue to play an important role in Duke's fuel mix.
We have, you know, invested billions of dollars in emission control equipment on our large baseload units, which has significantly cleaned up the emissions from those plants, so that we can continue to rely on that fuel source and that very efficient generation for years to come.
Duke CEO Jim Rogers has said Cliffside will be his company's last new coal plant in North Carolina. Like Progress, Duke is switching off some older coal plants and replacing them with natural gas. And both companies are planning to add nuclear units, too. Duke in South Carolina and Progress in both Florida and North Carolina. Laura Leslie, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.